Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
Live from the Figgis Studios.
We're not live.
It is Weekend Geek Update, voted one of Denver's Nerdtastic podcasts by the Westward Magazines. We are also sponsored by HobbyDB, the collector's database. If you want to get your collection cataloged, logged, and taken care of, go to the collector's database. You can find them on Facebook, HobbyDB, or if you're just curious what's out there and values and images, they have it all. They are the most extensive catalog for any collectible you can imagine.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if it's nice, but
I don't
have
anything worth of value.
I don't think
I have any collectible. My Funko Pops, but like that's
no.
Not
they good. Have the complete catalog for Funko Pops.
Oh my God,
you can
Funko
go
Pops.
On there. And you can enter any Funko item in.
Oh, my Egon Spangler might be worth something.
Actually, they will have like a different amount as far as they'll take samplings from different ones, give you an average of what the price is, and they've got the complete Funko catalog, even before they did the pops and all that.
Wow.
Speaking of Egon, we were watching Airheads. Do you remember Airheads?
Yeah,
with Brendan Fraser. And
what the fuck? Yes.
Yeah.
Weird.
So we were watching because it was on, and we were watching it, going, "Yeah, I remember this movie." And then, but we also haven't seen this movie since it came out to VHS, and it's like, holy shit! And I was like, "How many Ghostbusters are in this movie?" Two. There are two Ghostbusters
two
in
is
Airheads.
The correct answer.
Oh gosh.
That's like watching Space Jam. And Bill Murray comes in, and the alien goes, "I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was going to be here."
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, that's quality. That's so good.
So good.
Why does that remind me of, like, Mean Girls when he's like, "Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work." And it's like a girl who's trying to tell him that he's not allowed to be in the girls' bathroom.
Danny. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I finally made Smurf watch Mean Girls.
It took two days.
Yes. 2 days.
Danny DeVito. Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Girls? Yeah, because he kept stopping and running off. And
God damn it, Smurf.
At least I finally watched
it. But how did you enjoy Mean Girls?
Actually, it was really entertaining. It's a little dated, but some things actually...
Yeah, it's dated
really,
the way Heathers
really
is
still,
dated.
Still
the
clicks.
Dated.
I mean, the sexually active band geeks, no matter what.
Yes, that is...
How
active.
Dare you call me out like that? That's my feelings.
What,
but you
weren't active?
I was active.
The funny thing is, though, on the sexually active band geeks, it was, for us, it was the sexually active drama nerds.
The drama nerds were
more sexually active than the band geeks.
That's actually a different, we don't have that kind of airtime.
We don't have that kind of time to talk
because there's you're not wrong, but you're also not right. And let me explain.
Oh no.
Okay.
See with band geeks though, it's because you learn how to blow, how to finger, Those are terms.
That is terms.
Those are real terms.
Smurf here and my table of companions.
Oh, we were still in the intro.
Had a stroke, slight one. Double A,
how to
Ron.
Pound.
Private cheeseburger.
Yeah.
How to keep rhythm.
Private beast trigger.
See. Sir Toucher of Bustow.
I have a double chin.
No.
No, you're in, like, cloak mode over
you
there.
You can't tell because the neck
because
is too
we don't
long.
Have video.
And special
but
guests.
But I'm telling them to picture the fact that
red.
I have a double chin because I'm double chinning.
No, you're sporting quite the classic romper over there. That's pretty
the
romper.
Yeah. That's a one piece. Like, what are you talking
fucking
about?
I love that anime.
Your jumper? Piece? Your romper?
No.
I was like, romper's an anime?
No.
When he's talking about one piece.
You're still wrong.
Okay.
It's a jacket.
You look like a Final Fantasy character. Side character.
Not enough belts.
Then not enough belts, not enough
I like didn't say
weird
a female character.
No, I'm just saying in general, there's a lot of belts
on
the roster
for
some reason.
Belts.
Yeah, but some of them are really unnecessary. Like, they have them going up like the
okay,
sleeves.
Are you kidding?
Lulu?
No,
Lulu
there's a whole
skirt
the whole
oh, that's
ball
right.
gown out of belts. I loved it.
It's unnecessary.
It was unnecessary,
awesome.
And that's why I loved it. But it was also
buy
the
pants that fit.
Just buy
yes, buy pants that fit. That's the moral
I
of
just,
the
that's the most millennial thing I've ever heard you say.
There's also like the double belts where they crisscross the belts and it's not even holding up their pants and you're like, why are they there?
And then they have like the suspenders just hanging down because for some reason we need that because it's aesthetically pleasing.
I don't know why I thought of Sora and his stupid ass pants.
Yeah, no, he's got stupid parachute pants and goofy shoes.
No, his in 2 and 3, not so bad. In 1, what are you wearing, child?
We lost the older people in
you
the
just
room.
Really
they're
wonder,
so gone.
Yeah, they're gone. But you wonder when they sit down to design these characters. Who signs off on this shit?
No, I don't. You no, know I don't. They're from it's Final the Japanese, Fantasy. When
yeah.
you
okay,
you,
first of all, it, yeah, it is. First of all, it's the Japanese. But second of all, it's based on the late 80s, early 90s industrial punk kits.
Yeah, a lot of leather, a lot of belts, a lot of studs.
Which is why whenever you go, why would you do that? I can actually answer that, but you don't actually care, so shut up and move on.
I mean, I love 80s Japanese punks.
It's adorable that
because
they got
mohawks.
I do. Everybody's got mohawks.
I do have
Mr. T has a mohawk.
Mr. T is the most punk rock Jewish black man there is.
So,
and how dare you say otherwise?
So I didn't say otherwise. I confirmed that.
I actually remember from high school, instead of having trip pants, I had like these Visual K pants.
Oh my God.
And it had like unnecessary belts. It was like one of those ones that it was like shorts and then they're attached to like.
Oh my God.
Like the, yeah.
Oh, the zipper?
No,
did you have the zipper?
No.
Zipper
it was
to nowhere.
Kind of like a garter belt to like another piece.
Oh my
basically.
God!
Yeah.
Wait, were they separated too?
Yeah, it was like complete. Like
why completely were they separated?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
So you have rave options.
Yeah, if I wanted to take off the
speaking
leg part
of Timothy
I had,
Oliver,
I had tearaway pants.
Tearaway pants?
Yeah.
I wish I had those.
Yeah, I had a pair of tearaway pants.
Tearaway pants still exist.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you can still get
like,
those.
They still exist.
Well,
I
no,
should get
I
more
I wish
of those.
I had them in high school because like whatever had gym. So then I'd be like, well, gym shorts.
see, I want to do that whenever I'm about to sleep with somebody and just be
same.
Like, oh, it's time. All right, whoosh.
Wait. What would you say though in that situation? I probably would say it's time to duel.
I'd mock you.
No, I'm going with All Might, and I am here.
I'd mock you, but that actually is my sex life. So
there you go.
Oh my God!
What does he own tearaway pants?
Where he
does.
Are we?
That
we're gonna make
tearaway.
Yeah, we're gonna make tearaway pants.
He leaves
sexy.
Socks in the living room, and he has tearaway
pants. No, he tried to plug in his socks. That's all.
What a magic!
You need to visualize this.
Listen, that man's living in the year 3000.
Oh my God!
We're way behind. We're way behind.
We're behind the curve on
Rick. Yeah, Rick is clearly in the future, man.
Oh my word!
I'm sad he's not here.
I'm gonna try to make tearaway pants sexy.
They already are.
They already are.
Nothing is sexy
I mean,
about
but remember,
married
I'm
life.
A very socially awkward
it's,
person.
It's what's underneath the tearaway pants that's the closer.
Oh, I'm going to do that at
another
Dragon
pair
Con.
Of tearaway pants.
Tearaway shorts.
Oh, my God.
No, I like another pair of tearaway pants. That would be hilarious.
It's all in how you sell it.
I would laugh so hard.
You know, we're doing this. It's just like more tearaway pants.
More tearaway pants.
It's fucking
sounds like a bad Mel Brooks film. While we were away, let's see. No, we were here last week. The Rocky Mountain
were
Con.
We?
No,
oh.
You guys weren't.
I was like, where
was
the
just
was
Rocky
I?
You guys podcasted without us at Rocky Mountain Con?
No, yeah. We had the Horror Con. The Horror. The Horror.
Oh, the Horror Con.
Yeah, the Horror thing went up. Went well.
All right, good.
Rocky Mountain Con was great. Of course, Red made lots of friends.
I almost made a few enemies.
Almost.
Well, those are just friends you made upset.
Well, there was this situation. I wasn't there for it. I heard it secondhand. Somebody thought it would be a good idea to show that they can do a roundhouse in...
It was... Yeah, they were...
A roundhouse kick in the
they were
immediate
roughhousing
area.
Oh, that's how I got a concussion at a concert.
They were roughhousing
what?
While we were tearing down. We were tearing down our booths. And my stuff was no longer set up, but it was still on my table and it was still stacked up. And the two booths that were next to me, and I'm gonna be diplomatic and not call them out.
No. Take that high ground.
Yeah.
Like Obi-Wan.
But they were ignoring my booth all weekend and actually clustering in front of my booth where people who had come to the con to see me could not find my booth because they were crowded so far in front of my booth. So they hadn't really acknowledged that my stuff was there all weekend, and it was like, fine, whatever. But then we were in teardown, and now they have more friends who are hanging out, and one of them decided that he wanted to start some roughhousing stuff, and he gears up for a roundhouse kick, and I happen to know what a roundhouse kick gear up looks like, because unlike some people, I actually can do one, bitch!
I wish I knew how to roundhouse kick
somebody. I'll teach you later.
Yay.
So,
we'll just move the couch.
So, that's what the Nook of Pointlessness is for.
Oh, that's right.
So,
do it next to the computers.
That's right. And, well, exactly. It's like he does it, he's doing it, and he's in like his leg would go right in the path of my stuff, and he probably wouldn't have missed it. Probably wouldn't have hit anything.
Yeah.
But I see him gearing up, and I yell at him. I was like, "Not by my table! Oh no, sir!" And all of a sudden, the entire convention room goes dead silent.
Oh.
And Jeannie, of course, is like, "Yeah, Mom." And I was all like, "Yeah, clearly someone's mother didn't hit him hard enough." I'll tell you. I was like, "You know what?
Boomer.
Like, you can be stupid all you want in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid near my crap.
Yeah. My crap that you worked hard on.
Yeah.
Because did I come up and be stupid near your crap? Did I disregard your crap?
I'm stupid near everybody's crap. Though.
Yes, but
I
not intentionally.
With my own crap.
Not intentionally.
Did you take out a whole display did you take out a whole display with your proton pack?
Almost.
Oh, well, we've done that. Actually,
yeah,
you saved
Indy
once.
No, you know that wasn't you.
We saved Indy. I definitely knocked over a bunch of t-shirts once.
You took out t-shirts. Indy took out a display. Stopped him from hitting another one.
He took out like the little metal figurines
that
one time.
Oh my god, yes.
At least they were like hard and like couldn't break.
It wasn't intentional, and you guys had enough sense to be like, oh.
Oops.
Yeah, and we picked up
you weren't doing
ourselves.
A roundhouse kick in the middle of displayed mode. Fucking asshole.
The ultimate fumble, unfortunately, of this weekend falls on to me.
I know.
What did you do?
Well, I have a list,
God.
But I want to
he booty bumped a lady so
did.
Hard.
She's oh, my
dead.
God. I shot her into next week.
Oh,
no.
I want to know which one he
do another dimension with you.
So, if you're unaware.
Oh, my God.
If you're unaware.
No, she did it. It's fuck.
Red does these amazing
little. Oh, you bastard.
Oh, my goodness.
Red does these amazing little Boo playing cards. You've
seen
them.
I love
them.
The Boo. I have one of them.
I have
my own special one that's not available in stores.
That's right. Unfortunately.
So does somebody else.
No.
Yes. So Red did this beautiful one. He's under the leaves. He's adorable. He's cute.
It's on the internet.
She did scan it in. But it's in her portfolio little folder with all the other ones that are for sale. I did not know and
that
was
particular
no,
one.
The ones
completely
in the
unaware.
Book, some I was willing to part with, but some I was like, some are not for sale.
Oh.
And I stepped away to go, you know, enjoy myself.
And you fucking sold the special
sold
one.
I sold it.
Who was that one? Was that for someone or was it just one you loved?
It was one
I wanted to keep in my portfolio. There were a couple ones like the booze at the campfire original.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep that one. I wanted to keep the original this one next to the one with because it goes with the campfire one.
Sure.
And I was going to build up a portfolio series.
Oh,
but now I might as well just sell the campfire one. Since
the campfire one's mine.
Not anymore.
Lose your privileges.
Wah.
Yeah.
And I was and here's the bad thing about it. I took pictures of them because I was very proud. I was like, you know, I sold one of your cards while you were gone and a couple of other things.
He was so proud.
She probably shit her pants.
Oh my God. She's all like, you didn't. And I'm like,
I almost burst
well,
into tears.
She did, and I felt so bad.
Oh my God.
I still
Smurf,
feel bad.
No.
I feel horrible about
and
it.
Now you have to publicly apologize.
I publicly apologize for my male stupidity.
Indiscretions. And
yes. Because I was like, what? It's in with the one in.
It just rips my guts out just thinking about it.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that adorable?
Oh, no.
So
oh,
to make this up, I'm
cute.
Saying everybody needs to go and buy
a card from Red?
Buy a card from Red.
Why are you doing that to me? Like, now I have to, like I ran
now
out
she has
of
to
cards.
Work.
She did run out of cards.
No,
but you can go online and see some of her prints.
We're giving you an excuse to make more.
I ran out. And, oh, man, you'd be so proud of my ghosty puns. You would have been so proud.
I love it.
I'll save them for off air.
Hey, that's the spirit.
Yeah.
That was one of
them. Hey, I like it.
Speaking of the spirit, we are doing our third annual toy and food drive in conjunction with Feeding Denver's Hungry.
Hell yeah.
We will be holding it December 14th at the 3070 Sports Bar off of 120th and Tijon.
I'll be there getting drunk and making an ass of myself and doing it for a good cause.
Oh, don't kid yourself. You won't be getting drunk.
Not in front of kids.
No, not in front of the kids? Not on purpose.
Not
anyway.
On purpose. It's still early. It'll
who
be starting
brought kids
at,
to this thing?
It'll be starting
who brought,
at 10
who brought the fucking midgets to this? Can I say that?
Needless to say...
say that.
him selling my card that he wasn't supposed to definitely put me in a forgiving mood when people were trying to do roundhouse kicks by myself.
Yes.
You're like, maybe. Yeah.
Not today, Santa. Get out of my house.
You fat bastard.
We will have different drop zones. If you're unavailable to make it to the 3070 Sports Bar, contact us directly, direct message me, or sites will be popping up in the next coming weeks is where you can drop off toys.
I do have a lot of stuffed animals I could get rid of.
You know what? Last year, you should come hang out. Last year, not a single kid walked away empty-handed.
Yeah, aww. It was great.
So I have a lot of stuffed animals that I could get rid of.
Fabulous.
I had a fun time.
The turnout and everything, there was not a sad kid.
Yeah.
Aww. Every kid that came through that line got a toy. And I applaud Jim for what they do. We also did an interview with Mel on Cool 105 that will be airing next weekend. Also working in conjunction with Colorado Ghostbusters. And who? Batman Tom is going to be there as well.
I know who that is.
You know who that is. The Colorado Ghostbusters? I don't know. They're just legendary.
Legendary cosplayers.
Like one person like is like gassing it up. The other person is like burning it down. Which one am I?
Yeah, I was definitely going down with the ship. I killed the captain just to take the ship down with me on it.
If I'm going to die, you're going to die with me. On to you.
Yes. Our bracket is just about done for this month, which is the collectibles bracket. Mm.
What?
I think comics is just going to take it.
Well,
because it's slaughtering freaking statues, which I knew it would do. I know.
What about cute Japanese plushes?
I don't know, those weren't on the list.
I think Pops got taken out too, actually.
By what?
Everything.
Everything.
Oh. Vinyl.
Pogs was not on there.
Damn it.
We need a bigger month because the list.
No. You know what? The month is big enough.
The list of collectibles was long.
Yeah.
I sent her like a list of like 25 different categories.
She cut it down to like 10.
She did. Red did a fantastic job filtering out like my list.
You're stupid.
No, not all of it was stupid.
There was some stupid.
What was the stupid?
Well, spoons is not your target audience.
No, but I can't.
Maybe shot glasses, but spoons is not your target audience.
I am sure
our audience isn't that old.
No,
who
but,
in our audience collects spoons?
No, but nobody. When you go to your grandparents' house or
my grandparents collect spoons.
That one rack of spoons. Spoons that nobody understands.
My grandma I understand them. You see,
we know you understand them.
My grandma has the Campbell soup plates that like, she has those.
They're called Dutch spoons, and it goes back to with the. I'll stop.
No,
right.
It's fine. No,
I want to hear. I want to know.
I just had to open my flask.
Peer pressure.
Yes. we're strolling.
When sailors would leave, they'd leave their wives. They would come. They would bring spoons back from where they traveled, and the wife would keep the spoons. And it was supposed to keeping the spoons was an active thing she could do to for luck to keep her sailor husband safe while he was out at voyage.
Aww,
it's actually got meaning to that weird hobby.
Yes. Yeah.
it's weird. Like if you're somebody who's like, oh, I collect spoons.
But
I'm
if you
like,
Google,
oh, you also kill
people. If you Google images of Dutch spoon, you'll mm-hmm. find these really, and they're not like the
doing
stupid
it.
State spoons that you see in gas stations.
It's hilarious.
They're beautiful with these bowls. That actually look like bowls instead of that spoon swoop mm-hmm. that we're used to. But
spoon swoop.
But they'll do, like, they've done some really interesting carvings and etchings in the silver, and it's whole scenes
The funny thing is I keep forgetting that people don't have the Chinese spoons at their house. I'm, like, eating soup. I'm like, this is so inconvenient. It doesn't have any broth in it.
Mm.
Those spoons are fucking awesome.
Those are cool.
So that's a good one. That's still more swoopy than what I'm talking about.
Let me go back so that it's the full spoon scoop swoop. Like, you know how when you become so accustomed to something in your house that like when you don't see it, you're like, where's the chops? Oh fuck, right, you don't. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm not cultured.
It's like it's like living up the stereotype.
I'm not cultured enough.
No, and it's even funnier. Oh, okay.
Let's see, those would hold broth.
Like, I've also
yeah
I mean, so have you heard of the show Fresh Off the Boat?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It hits too close to home.
Oh, no.
I understand
to
that.
Home. It's terrible. Like, the whole dishwashing thing. I don't know how to use a dishwasher. I've only done dishes by hand. So it's, like, one of those things where I didn't know that it existed until my dad took out all the dishes and was, like, having it basically self-clean itself. I'm like, what? This isn't just a drying rack?
Wow. So that's why I put spoons in there, because I can tell you
from Wisconsin. Who voted for spoons?
Okay, nobody.
Like, nobody voted for spoons.
I don't know,
spoons
though.
Didn't make
I vetoed spoons.
She vetoed spoons.
No, but those aren't the spoons. Those are not the spoons.
She vetoed spoons. Let me
show you the spoons.
I agree. Oh, like, even this one's pretty cool, even though it has, like, more
nope.
of a...
That's still not.
Like, it has like a little.
No, that's awesome.
It, and then
yeah.
it has a little seam going on.
Aaron's going to show
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to pull you the spoons that like fucking people collect.
Yeah, that's.
No, are these the Disney ones? No, those aren't the Disney. I found Disney ones.
Disney spoons?
There were Disney
that,
spoons.
That looks
for
like
a while.
The display I'm named for.
Fucking. Ooh. I don't know what's on
I
these.
I don't know why I'm named for spoons, but I am.
Spoons didn't make
I'm
the bracket,
try and find
but
the States.
Red vetoed it.
These spoons are also pretty fucking cool.
But that's why I put them in there. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean.
But I mean, I know. People collect the weirdest shit. Spoons, stamps.
I mean,
fucking.
It's like. Similar
it's got
to...
Mississippi on it.
There you go.
That's what people collect.
Oh.
It's not the cool spoons.
Oh, I was thinking...
That's what he's talking about.
I was thinking of, like, antique spoons.
No. garbage state spoons is what
yeah,
he
garbage
means.
Garbage state spoons. Okay.
They sell them in truck stops.
They do. And they're cheap
truck stops.
Fuck.
Right
okay,
there with garbage
I'm...
pumpkins.
Overpriced garbage
pumpkins. See, now I understand your anger, because I was like, what's wrong with collecting spoons
no,
if that's
no,
your hobby?
They're these stupid, like, state spoons. It's like, oh, did you get Mississippi? Yeah, no, we haven't been there yet. Oh, okay. Well, next time you're at the Mississippi truck stop, you know, the Love Center, just to fucking go in.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, that is what it's become.
And then we're going to get a giant thing of cinnamon rolls and a hat that says, I heart boobies.
This is what the spoons have become.
America. Why are we like this?
Well, you see, once
no. No. I don't have enough alcohol in this flask for what you're about to tell me.
Oh.
I was about to get an American history lesson from Brett, and I don't want it.
Yeah.
We will not
go down that rabbit hole.
As a straight white male, I'm scared.
We're disappointed in the Masked Singer, even though...
Singer.
Oh, you mean because of Dan Aykroyd?
No.
He's definitely one of the singers.
You think?
No. Who do you think he is?
So, one of the...
one of the theories?
The Blues Brothers page... posted, like, hope you enjoyed this person on The Masked Singer. And I was like, it's fucking Dan Aykroyd. Like,
no, it's not.
It is. Hang on.
No,
Let's see. I got to try and find because
I think
post.
One is, like, Patti LaBelle. I think Jamie Foxx is one of them.
Jamie Foxx is not the fox. Oh, my
I
God.
I think so.
No, oh, my God.
That's a little on the nose, don't you think?
Exactly.
it sounded so much like him.
Post. It's so funny.
I do like that Kelly Osbourne was the one.
I want Thingamajig to die.
I want Thingamajig to die.
I don't care who it is. I want him to go away. I hate Thingamajig. As much as I loved Monster last season,
yeah.
I hate Thingamajig.
So it's the exact polar opposite.
It is the exact polar opposite.
The yin and the yang.
I don't know if it's the fact that he's like so hipster in his outfit that it just fills me with rage, but but I hate the Thingamajig. And the fact that Nicole Meyerserberger bitchy bitch face thinks she understands vocal recognition is like she's just driving me batty this time, because every time somebody sucks she's like, you are so talented, and I'm like, what the fuck are you hearing? And yeah, that's Skull.
Yeah,
no, that was
who was it?
Skull is Unmasked.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's
oh, yeah.
not
Martin Short.
No, it's from David Letterman. He was the piano guy. I can't think of his name. Paul Schaefer.
Oh,
Paul Schaefer
oh,
was Skeleton.
Sense, actually,
he was way too
he was
short
not,
to be Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he was, and not round enough to be Dan Aykroyd.
Not fat enough to be Dan Aykroyd.
He was a little fat enough.
Unless
to be Dan
he's like in a really tight girdle.
Yikes!
That was why everyone was all like, "Rabbit can't be Joey Schmoe. He's not fat enough." And it was all like, "Holy shit!" Maybe
yeah,
he's
that
not.
was the gauntlet. Yeah, I don't think Dan Aykroyd's in this.
I don't believe you.
I don't know. I can't think of anyone that would be Aykroyd.
No.
Thingamajig.
Thingamajig is too tall and skinny.
I hate Thingamajig.
I have more animosity towards some of them than I I do like.
Why do you need the animosity?
I don't know. That's what I'm like. I just.
I haven't been watching the show. I need to.
It's too many, and I'm lost.
There's way too many. Now is a good time to start. Like, yes. Don't rewatch.
Oh, because we've cut enough of the fat.
Cut
here.
Enough
yeah.
that it's okay. Now it's entertaining because Ladybug actually was pretty good, and it being Ladybug. Kelly Osbourne was like,
wait, miraculous okay, Ladybug.
I was close.
That was that's a cute show.
My first guess was Twiggy.
Better in French.
And then she started. And then she started doing this fake Southern accent.
Well, she had to because if you heard her...
And everyone was all like... And I was all like, well, obviously she's British because she's doing this horrible...
Oh,
but then
yeah.
One of the clues was 1984 as a birthday. And I was like, well, that's not Twiggy.
Yeah, she had a lot of... once she explained it, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, they were doing a fake Southern accent?
She was,
like,
it was like a
Tom Hardy does a Southern accent, too. It was awful.
Like Tom Hardy's Brooklyn accent.
And then that's what she even said when she got unmasked. She's like, well, I did it. Now I was stuck in it because I couldn't go with my normal accent. So she's just like, ah, fuck it.
That's funny.
That's good.
That's funny. But yeah, now there's enough people that it's easier to keep track of. But
it's a lot more entertaining.
There are so many, and I was like, all these fucking whitelisted celebrities who are just like, they're done and they're out of their prime. And
yeah.
That's like, so whoa. Funny to me.
But yeah, Paul Schaefer, he was
Paul
actually
Schaefer.
Oh, that's was a the good skeleton. Other shows that have us hooked is Watchmen.
No.
I like it.
I'm more in now than I was in the first episode.
Well, yeah, because we know more now.
Actually, I'm not against Watchmen. I just want to be obstinate against
it. Oh, okay. I hate the bands you like.
I do like the reveals that we've gotten. So I was right with Jeremy Irons being Ozzy. Osmond Deus.
Well, it was pretty...
It was pretty
like,
obvious.
Whenever he starts to... Like, especially the weird robot play in his basement with the Dr. Manhattan shit.
Well,
I was like, what's happening?
You know where he is. He's on Mars.
Dude, Dr. Manhattan?
No.
Or Ozymandias?
Ozymandias.
You think so?
I think Dr. Manhattan has imprisoned him on Mars.
Oh.
That's because, you know, when he's catapulting those people into the air?
Interesting.
I think he's...
I didn't even
imprisoned
think about that.
Him on Mars.
Huh. I'm waiting for the season to be over, and then I'll decide if I'm going to binge it. I'm doing the same with his Dark Materials series too.
The Dark Materials,
actually, I've heard it's really good.
I watched the first
well,
one.
It's got to be better than the Golden Compass.
It is way
See,
better
I read
than
the books.
Golden Compass.
I like the books,
and well, okay,
they're okay.
They're fine. I have nothing against the books. I have a few things against the books, and it's just. It's child abuse. Either way, no matter if it's fantasy or not, it's child abuse. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable to watch.
I can see that.
And so it's like
it's
fine.
Pretty fucked. Like it's
it's pretty ridiculous. If you're can me too. Thank you. And so I have a hard time with the story in general. No matter if the show is well done or not. Like telling me it's well done is like, yeah, Special Victims Unit was really well done.
Oh,
I don't want to know.
Oh shit!
Like it's just
that's fair because like you're right. It is that like. Well, we're going to kidnap children and cut them and basically in half. And
yeah, basically give them trauma they can never heal from.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, that's messed up. But there's polar bears wearing armor.
And I love the polar bears. I love the witches. And I read that. So I was telling my girlfriend, she's like, I just started reading these books and I'm on book two, but I want to watch the show. Do I have to wait? And I was like, no. Like, first of all, no, just watch the damn thing.
Yeah.
Because this one isn't this story isn't so much about spoilers. It's about it's about the adventure and the problem solving.
It's one of those kind of things.
And I think actually M. Night Shyamalan I think screwed our culture, especially with social media. But M. Night Shyamalan he's going to have to take a lot of the blame for this.
Go on.
Because a lot of,
I'm okay with this.
There's a lot of this whole like spoiler alert bullshit that goes on. And if M. Night Shyamalan was better at his job. Then spoilers wouldn't
be
such a big deal.
Is that even possible?
No.
No. Well, no. and it is a social media thing now.
Well, it is
me,
like
with spoiler
like
culture.
Spoilers, and there's a lot of things out there that it's actually like spoilers don't really matter.
Yeah.
And I think we've forgotten that
because everybody just screams like that's a spoiler, and I'm like, Baby Yoda is not a spoiler.
Well. Okay,
you know what I'm
a spoiler for me is something that makes it no longer necessary for me to watch
it.
The thing.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, any M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, if you know the twist,
if you know
it's
the twist, there's
watching.
No reason to watch to sit through that boring shit.
And I enjoyed Devil, but it is after shit. Like after watching Devil like the second time, I'm like, well, I already know it's
like
the fucking
like any Tarantino movie, honestly. Yeah. Well, if you know the twist,
hey,
like,
if you know the feet are going to be there, you just don't watch it.
Oh, look, toesies.
Well, I mean, even Sixth Sense, Elevator, all of it. As soon you there's no rewatching it.
I just feel like every time you're like, twist. Oh, who directed this movie? Oh, there's toes. Oh, there it is.
Tarantino.
But there's a lot of things out there that are. And just because you know something from the third act of a thing doesn't mean it's void
Quentin
now. Wow.
He said it.
I said it.
I know. I hate you. So
you just, your brain just processed
it.
Quentin
just like, uh-huh, and then I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Was that real? Oh.
You're like, okay, take a couple steps back. Let me just
Smurf.
One marinate.
Yeah, so, dip your toes in the water.
The Dark Materials one is, I really, and I didn't want to spoil it for my friend who was all like, well, I'm on the second book. Like, am I going to get spoiled? And I was like, I guarantee you they're not going to change dimension before the end of the first season.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, I was going to say, thinking about that, and I was like, I wonder how weird we're gonna get. Like, I've been thinking about that with Watchmen and like some of the like the Marvel TV shows. Because if they're gonna go into like multiverse and different universe stuff, it's like, how weird are we willing to get with the audience? Are we at a place where we can do that?
How much is the audience willing to put up with?
Yeah,
that is absolutely true.
Like mainstream audiences, because I think his Dark Materials, some of these other ones, where it's like, can we push those limits? Can we push those boundaries of like? Let's get fucking weird.
We can push it, but let's remember how Wrinkle in Time went over.
Oof.
Eek.
I had such high hopes for that movie, but then I kept seeing more and more trailers, and I'm like...
What movie is it?
Wrinkle in Time. Oprah Winfrey.
I finally saw it.
Yeah, you're like...
Well, and then you don't have to look far, because if you look at like...
Why does Michael Peña have to be in this movie?
If you look at like Star Trek Enterprise...
Oh, I got a spit take on
you
it.
Got,
right.
You,
that's amazing.
You wrecked Red.
Yes.
That is awesome.
I did it.
I have tonic in my nose.
Yay.
That was like one of the things where like she was... Like facing me first, she turned.
Yeah, she was ready to spit tonic right.
Oh
there.
Yeah, I'd be like.
Tao just got spritzed.
In all the times that I have laughed while drinking, I have only ever spit once.
Almost got it.
I managed to keep it in my nose.
How many times has it gone out of your nose? Because I think mine is twice, and the worst had to be soda because of how fizzy it.
Worst thing I ever had Mountain come Dew. Out my nose was macaroni.
Oh yeah, probably, yeah. That when you start pulling noodles out, you're like, oh no!
Oh my god!
I had spaghetti do that.
True story.
Like a magic trick.
Wasn't there like a video or something on YouTube where it was like a baby who was like breathing out of their nose and like a noodle kept just going in and out?
Yeah. I know how to do that because you can breathe in and then like breathe out through your nose and it'll.
This
you
is
can,
what being
you
in band teaches
it.
You.
Yeah, you can floss it with the noodle.
That sounds disgusting.
That's hilarious.
Mine was banana. So I mean, that's kind
how
of
you get banana in your nose. I mean, that's also. Like really solid.
No, it was a whole noodle. Like,
I know, I got you.
Like blowing your
the whole noodle.
The whole noodle.
The whole fucking noodle.
It was like an Egyption burial ritual going on.
I thought that happened with like
stick the thing up there and squish it around.
Like the two things I remember was chocolate milk and soda. But
chocolate milk's probably bad.
I mean,
that's gotta smell bad.
It's
like why are you putting
creamy.
Soda in chocolate milk? Like it's sweet enough, one or the other.
There's not enough bubbles in chocolate milk. So you don't have to look far because Star Trek Enterprise did the whole jump the shark. They lost their and the final season.
It was the last was episodes,
weird.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like they had already
all
ended like
the
story arc and everything like that. Like they all kind of went their separate ways. And then they're like, let's do a what if story. Like, what if they were evil? And then they find like the original Enterprise out in space. And like, it's the future ship. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Some timey-wimey bullshit.
Yeah, and it's like,
super
we jumped
timey-wimey.
Universe and there's time travel. Like, what is going on?
No, like, you gotta like,
one or the other.
In what we signed on for,
yeah,
like you have to either establish this is how weird it's going to be, or you have to gradually get weirder, not just jumping into let's get really weird. Let's add some Jell-O and sharks on fire.
So I'm curious how weird we're going to get for Westworld.
Sure,
oh, man.
Because I mean.
But Westworld set us up for this is going to be
it's
weird.
It's going to get weird.
It
yeah.
is going to get weird. So it makes me wonder, since they've already established the baseline of weird,
yeah, see, and
how
like,
much weirder are we going to see?
That's what I want to see if his Dark Materials does, is if they set up the weird.
But for kids.
Because if they set
up
the
fuck
it's
up
a
kids
family
now.
Picture. But like if they set up the weird, then yeah, let's go. It's like Watchmen, where it's like there's the scene where it just starts raining squids, and you're like, if you didn't know the backstory of like the comics, if you just watched the movie, if you just didn't
yeah, if you
read
don't
the
know the comics,
novel,
you have no clue.
Yeah, you would be like, why is it raining squids? There's squids coming
because
out
because it's
fucking
Detroit.
Sky. Yeah, and it's like that's kind of like oh, they almost brush it. Like she's like, hang on, let me get the squid brush, and you're like, the what?
The squid? The what?
Wait, yeah. What? Are they playing? Was it Splatoon?
No.
It's not.
I wish.
That's funny.
That would make sense.
That's also pretty good.
Are you a kid or a squid? Yes.
Just yes. There's no...
And it works so well.
Brush out. She's just like scraping what? The squids off the fucking windshield.
And you know what? It took me even a minute when I'm like watching this. I'm like, why is it... Oh.
Yeah. And like, I like how there's like subtle things that it's like, was the giant squid a hoax? And you're like...
Yeah, it's conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's perfect.
I love that Alan Moore is just
pissed.
Yeah.
He's so pissed about this right now.
He hates it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of why I like it a little bit better.
I think he hates everything he's ever written.
Well, he hates it because he's like, well, this could have been better.
No, like, he's always like, he's like, I wrote this thing and it's dark and it's traumatic and it's horrifying. And then somebody's like, we love it. He goes, I hate this. And it's like, what is
it? It's like he didn't want it to be popular. It's like he wrote it to be like,
edgy as
he's like, damn it, I can pay my bills.
It's like I was reading something that he...
I don't know if he's getting money off of it
like,
or not.
Well, when he created Rorschach and everything like that, he wanted that to be like the epitome of like, this is what if, you know, Batman was a shitty person and he's garbage and everybody comes up to him and was like, no, Rorschach is me, and he fucking hates
God.
That. Mm-hmm. He hates that so much. And
yeah, because he has to face the fact that he's actually not unique.
Yeah, exactly.
I just imagine him, he's like, I made this, and then someone's like, I like that. He's like...
And I love that they play on that because the 7th Cavalry all wear
Rorschach
masks.
Oh, yeah. And they're like white supremacists that wear the Rorschach mask, and you're like, ooh.
And I'm sure that is just lighting his hair even more on
fire.
He's
probably shitting his pants.
Well, oh yeah, he is.
Is he like Hades when he gets really mad at all the flames just like?
Oh yeah.
Alan Moore really bugs me. And I love Alan Moore. I love his work.
No, love Alan Moore.
No, he's
killing. He hates that you love him.
Exactly. But he is
hate me more. That's my king.
He is what's wrong with the world in general. In the sense that,
go on.
Like, dude, you are a creative. You are a professional creative.
He is a powerhouse.
You get paid to do what you love, which is write crap.
Mm.
You write bizarre stories. Yeah. And you get paid. Like, you don't have to keep any other jobs.
No.
And
this
you get
it.
Paid to do mm-hmm. that. And all he does is complain.
See, and it's
that
like,
people like his shit.
It's like Stephen King whenever he's like, he fucking hates The Shining.
Well,
so he
Stephen
wrote a book
King,
to be like, fuck that movie. Like,
Stephen King was high on coke like the
yeah,
whole
yeah, exactly.
time.
Yeah. And it's like he hated all the movies that were coming out because he's like, well, I guess I'll just sell the rights to everything. And then he made his own. And after that, he's like, no, actually, no, they were doing a good job because my movie's garbage.
Yeah, see, that's the difference with Stephen King. He's sobered up.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah. both physically and metaphorically.
Was it after Maximum Overdrive? Because holy shit, that's a cocaine.
Alan Moore sounds like the epitome of an Asian mother, just never happy about what
no,
you do.
No, he hates it.
He hates it. The lawnmower
fuels me more.
The lawnmower still bugs me. But the
the lawnmower man.
Yeah. the whole thing with Alan Moore now. I will guarantee you that this is going to come as League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the show.
Oh, my God.
I can guarantee you after watching.
No, Sean
hitting,
Connery, I will
no,
not be
I
there.
Only want Sean Connery.
Yeah, only Sean Connery.
Nobody
no,
else?
If Sean Connery's not involved, I'm not interested.
He
plays like every single
character. Yeah, he's
character.
Every character.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Lady Dracula.
In every
yes.
character.
I'm just imagine like side characters too, like the ones that you see on the street, and then like it's just his face, and they're like,
oh, so it's
is
like
the background too.
It's like the horrifying Oompa Loompas from Johnny Depp, Willy Wonka.
I was thinking,
oh yeah, where they're everywhere.
I was thinking of the Shia LaBeouf like cannibal play.
Oh
thing.
Well, there was also the Gary Busey movie back in the day where it's like the world according to Gary Busey
oh
or some
God.
Shit like
oh
that,
my.
And like he it's
oh, yeah,
like
it lasted like five episodes.
Yeah, and
they're
it's
like,
it's
no, you're too
so
fucked up.
Hard. It's so bad.
What were we watching the other day that it was like Gary Busey's son, and I was like, holy shit, this is trippy.
Yeah, and you can tell it's his son because of the fucking donkey teeth. Like,
well,
he's in oh God, what was it?
What were we watching?
No,
no,
it was
there was something we were watching
recently. He was a writer. He was he was a total dick.
And it wasn't until he opened his mouth that you could tell he was abusive because
it's the teeth, man. They're a giveaway. I love him in his old age.
Slack jawed idiot look.
Yeah. Well, he's better.
And he died in the show, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah, it was one of those. Show.
Because she was trying to be a... Oh, no, no. Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger
Things.
Oh, yeah. He is in that.
He's one of the newspaper guys.
Yes,
yeah. He's the machoistic bastard.
Right. He's a good asshole. Like,
yeah, that's a Busey trait. Yeah.
He's the Busey trait. I mean, I like him better than Gary Busey.
Oh,
like
And
even though I don't remember his son's name ever, it's like...
No, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Gary Busey's son.
I was all like... When did Gary Busey get, like, sane?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's
his
son.
It's like, no, that's his son. Like, you know what gives it away? It's the fucking teeth, man.
No, he's got the same look that his father did in Under Siege.
Yeah, when he was sober.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's ever been sober.
Gary Busey's been sober.
He's just mental?
Well, yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the show is going to happen. Because
but Gary Busey's kid in it.
Gary Busey's kid's got to be in it. Sean Connery's got to come out of retirement.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be
same
totally
character.
Fine with that. Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Alan
this
Quartermain,
will be your redemption.
Beautiful.
This is your Rocky IV, Sean Connery.
Like, I think
come back.
I think they could do a good job with that as a TV show.
I think Alan Moore should shit his pants.
So.
Even more.
Yeah.
Because if he's pissed off about this, you bring in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Oh, my
he
God.
He hates that movie, too. I remember him doing an interview.
Everybody hates
he's
that
like,
movie.
Well, because it's bad.
That movie's terrible.
And they tried. Man, that was almost the original like MCU. They were going to make sequels and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was going to be like the
geared up and then it
launching.
It turns out you actually have to hire writers and editors.
Yes.
You hear that, DC?
What?
DC, are you listening?
Editors? No!
How dare you?
How dare you?
Clutch my pearls tighter.
Now, someone who actually has writers, editors, and producers all on the same page.
Segue. We're going to talk about Star Wars?
The Mandalorian
is on
fucking fire.
So I'll good. Never know.
I don't.
Why not?
I wouldn't know
because
either.
Because it's on a network I don't get.
Cable again.
Same,
cable
and then again. I also started playing games again, so I don't have a life. I'm literally the stereotypical
nerd. You're supposed
$7 a month.
You're supposed to be job hunting.
I was.
You are.
I threw in my resume like 2 days ago.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, The Mandalorian is the best thing to happen to Star Wars since New Hope.
Just let me be depressed
Hope.
And play games in my basement.
I mean,
I don't know if I'd say that it's fantastic.
It is.
It feels
so
like
it's Jabba
good. The
Hutt.
Mm-hmm. Jabba the Hutt.
The un-CGI Jabba the Hutt.
Listen, and we can talk about that in a second, too, because they changed another thing.
They did.
Those bastards.
Fucking, yeah, Disney has too much power.
Jim Henson is rolling over in his grave.
I learned from Disney that if you go to Disney World and they say have a magical day, it's all dependent on the tone whether they mean, oh, actually have a nice day
or go fuck yourself. Well, if you hear we have a special guest, that means you're a piece of shit.
No, I heard it was treasured guest.
It's
Is
both.
It, it's both.
It's both.
Oh,
wow.
So treasured guest means you complained a lot and
they can't deal with
you. Yeah, exactly. Special guest means that you're just a piece of shit and they don't like you.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, like you got a special guest.
So you get the special moniker, and you're like,
there's like a
treasure just means you complained until you got.
They also have different codes too, and I kind of I forgot one of them, but it's the code that they call out for whenever someone keeps spreading their loved one's ashes in the park, which is highly illegal.
Yeah, they have a special hazmat team and special vacuums for the ashes.
I can't remember what it's called, but it sounds like cocaine.
Yeah. I have a sudden urge to bring ashes to the Magic Kingdom, not because just to be a dick,
just for reasons.
So with the Mandalorian, we have no idea where in the time stream it's happening.
It's clearly after Return of the Jedi.
It's clearly after Return.
It's clearly before he died.
Who?
It's clearly Star Wars.
Is that Figgis?
That's the refrigerator.
Oh.
How
God, that's a noise. Because I thought Figgis was playing with his little ball thing.
But
never
why,
mind.
How
Forget
would it? It sounded mechanical.
But how?
What?
It sounded
Figgis
different.
Figgis is animatronic.
Yes,
oh,
Figgis
is
animatronic.
Oh my God.
That's
he
why
like
he's
a,
not dead yet.
Is he like a Zoid? Like a miniature Zoid?
He's a miniature Zoid. So the Mandalorian, we're not sure where it happens in the timeline. If it's, we know it's after
like
Jedi.
He's
but
like a,
we don't
like
know if it's after Rise of the Skywalker bullshit. Clearly, the Empire is on
Empire
the rocks.
Fell.
Empire?
No, so, supposedly, Empire. I was reading that the Death Star has fallen. The Empire is basically almost gone, where it's to... like splinter cells.
Right.
So it's in a weird state.
So it's kind of playing into the Timothy Zahn Heir of the Empire, where there's different factions that are going on competing to rule the empire.
And so far we've seen one with the old German dude.
Well, and yeah, he offers him empire credits, and he's like, well, those are worthless.
Yeah, the empire's gone.
Yeah, like, and he's all like, okay. But then he gets the like, hard-pressed latinum bar, which...
Beskar steel.
Yes, which has the empire seal stamped into it.
So, God, do I get deep lore? Oh, we're going deep lore. So deep the Mandalorians...
is a race of warriors.
Yeah, and their whole planet is basically gone and wiped out because... they're bad people, and they spread out all over the galaxy, blah, blah, blah. Now the race is basically gone. The Empire came in and tried to take over their race, and a lot of the Mandalorians joined the Empire, and then they all splintered off into other things, and Darth Maul took over for a while. It's all a bunch
it's
of
a weird shit.
But they stole all of their Beskar steel, which is what they make their armor out of, which is apparently super rare and all this other shit.
Yeah, it's like adamantium.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And the whole writing, everything that Jon Favreau has orchestrated so far.
Yeah.
And I know it's only two episodes.
We got Jawas.
Man. We got Jawas.
We got subtitles for Jawas, which I was not expecting.
You sound like a Wookiee talking Jawas.
It's like they're making fun of his accent.
You
like,
got Jawas talking shit.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is don't fuck
Jawas
with
are
Jawas.
Jawas is. They're pieces of shit.
They will fuck you up.
That's just like, wow, these guys are assholes.
By themselves, yeah, they ain't much. No. Especially when he starts disintegrating.
Yeah, well, I was listening to someone else talk about it where they're like, well, you can tell he's more of an anti-hero because, like, yeah, he's going to save the little baby. But he also, like, upon learning that his ship was being dismantled, started disintegrating the Jawas, like, immediately.
I would
didn't
take that personally.
Hesitate.
No,
yeah.
I'm taking that personally.
I was going to say, did not hesitate to just be like, well, they're fucking all dead.
Yeah, and he was going ape shit.
Yeah,
it was
fantastic.
Great.
Until he learned, he's like, I guess I better just go down and deal with this. Yeah. Like,
it was so well done. The Jawas are laughing. They are talking shit.
Yeah, I can't wait for more.
I am.
Hey, look, it's me.
Yeah, it is. Yay!
And the
wrinkles and all.
and there's no old. He's 50 years old, and there's no surprise as far as how big of a hit this. It's not Yoda.
It's not.
It's Yoda's race, which we have
no
clue about.
Yeah. We don't even know the name of Yoda's race.
We don't.
Like,
I mean, but this is me in a nutshell. I look like a fetus, but I'm old.
And listen, that's the toy they're pushing. I'm okay with this.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with this.
I'm 100% on board.
That looks like the baby Bert and Ernie dolls I had as a kid.
See, and I was thinking he looks like Gizmo. Like, that's all I can think of.
Oh, my God.
He's a fucking gremlin.
They shaved
Gizmo.
I mean,
he also
has the three fingers. Gizmo is Furby, and that is not a Furby.
That's
not
a Furby.
They just shaved him. Just
Furbies.
He's got, like, some of the hair still.
Yeah, the little gray hairs up on the top.
Like, why does he have gray hair? Like, he's a baby.
He's a baby, but he's 50.
Because, like polar bears, the hair that they have is clear.
Mm.
I thought of something horrible. No, I shouldn't say it.
No, go on.
My mom.
Is your mom born with gray hair?
She's 4'11", getting smaller.
Oh, your mom is Yoda. My God.
It's, I mean, what they've crafted
she
on this.
She wants to say that she's 5 foot, but she's 4'11".
That extra inch.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, like, it's quite common within Asians that it's significantly noticeable that we get smaller as we age. So it's
you guys should, you know, try
the
chiropractor.
The universe weighing you down.
My mom does. Also acupuncture.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
With the Mandalorian.
It's not going to stop her from getting smaller.
Of course.
Of course. My granddad was 6 foot all his life, and then when he died, he was like pushing, he was almost Smurf's height.
Wow.
So it's not just an Asian thing. I mean, 2 inches of that was when he had his knee replacement.
Yeah.
And one leg.
Not yet. She'll be like 3 feet tall.
And one leg ended up being shorter than the other.
Oh my God,
that's
she will turn into Yoda later on.
That's a different thing.
With the Mandalorian's release, of course, that means Disney Plus is active the first day. 10 million people.
Ten million people with error messages.
I got one.
I didn't get any. I got some lag, but I didn't get any
error
messages.
It was like the government healthcare website all over again.
And well, they fixed it quick, it seemed like.
Very quick.
Because
day,
they didn't have government employees.
Yeah, their employees are getting paid. Like, that's the thing is, like, you can tell they were ready for that.
They were.
Like, they knew it was going to happen. Like, everybody knew it was going to happen. And yet people still got mad on social media. And I'm like, no, this seems pretty normal.
You know, like, and to be fair, I would have expected it, especially the first day. I mean, it's anything like video games. When they first go live and everyone's downloading, there's glitches.
You mean
there's
like Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. Oh, Gears of War. Oh, I mean, God. there were some glitches, and I'm like, what the fuck?
WoW is like 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime a new expansion happens,
I was
going
to get back into it because of the new expansion, but then I saw like people weren't getting into servers, and people still aren't getting into servers. Like,
no.
They still can't load in, and I'm like, well, I'm not even going to bother. I did that with Burning Crusade. I'm not about to do it again.
Yeah, a lot of my friends complained about
Burning Crusade was like 10 years ago, and I feel fucking old.
So, I mean, it's revolutionized everyone's viewing habits.
Yeah.
Because I went down the rabbit hole hard.
Yeah, I've been watching Rebels, and I finished all of old DuckTales.
What do you mean revolutionized our viewing habits? Netflix is what started this.
But
we already established binge show watching. There's a whole Portlandia skit about it.
Oh, fuck Portlandia. Disney's got it down because they're so much better. So much better.
Oh my God.
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it. When I binge with Disney, it's different than when I binge in any other. I'm different.
I'm kind of with her. We have done this before.
We've done this. Not changed shit. In fact, they waited for us to already be like, yeah, the vein is tapped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they struck that iron hot. I'm waiting for, apparently Nickelodeon also dropped that they're going to be, they partner with Netflix, right, to develop new shows. I'm waiting for Cartoon Network to be like, hey, we got our own streaming service, and my poor veins are going to be like, no,
well,
there's no more money.
There's no more money. Freaking Hulu's raising its prices. Netflix is talking about it, but they haven't done it yet.
Like,
so,
I'm surprised they're not lowering it, because Disney Plus is like $7 a month.
Yeah, and then you got Hulu that's going to pop up.
They made all their money in like a day, and I'm like, they're not going to raise that price anytime soon, I hope.
No. I mean, I wish I had a bunch of old stuff just laying around that I could rack in, you know, $70 million in one day. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Well, I like
you
that.
Do. You have to put it on eBay.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, they have, like, the Rocketeer and all this other stuff that I was not expecting.
Dude, I
figured
black
it would
hole.
Be all the animation shit.
But all the animation
it's
shit.
It's amazing. I just held onto my DVD collection. I don't need Disney Plus.
Yeah. Well, there's some things.
There's a picture of that where the guy taped a bunch of old Disney DVDs to his TV, and he's like, look, I got Disney Plus.
There are a few things that I don't. I mean, Black Hole, it's on there. I don't have that on DVD.
No.
They still haven't popped Condor Man in there. I'm waiting to see if they will.
Listening to all
the
my
original
friends.
Tron.
You can't get a copy of fucking Black Cauldron anymore.
Nope.
Unless you order it off like eBay.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, man. I can get you that.
Listen to the pusher over here.
Have you looked at Secondhand Charles at all?
Yeah they had it, and it was on VHS, and I'm like, I'm not about to go buy a VCR.
I still have mine if you
still
want
have
to borrow.
Mine, yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake, this is not the solution.
I was going to say, I need modernization.
You can come over.
I don't
want
to be like, well, let me be the hipster and go to Goodwill and buy a fucking VCR.
I was like, I was offering to lend you mine. Like, you can use mine.
Granted, I did go buy a Nintendo 64, but that's different.
Okay, but a Nintendo 64 is
that's,
way
that's
different.
That's
different.
Yeah,
it's warranted. I have to buy an HDMI cable.
That's
all.
Yeah. I love
it's not compatible.
Oh yeah, because it had like the three.
Yeah, and it's not compatible. Like my TV has like the AV cable plug, but it's like this is not compatible. I'm like, oh right, because it's old.
Oh
as
yeah,
fuck.
You had to get a converter then.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
I was gonna go to the Atari station and pick up some power converters.
Hey, I was just
oh
making
my God.
That joke.
Tashi
somebody.
Station.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I have to go to work, and Devin was like, oh, you have to go to Tashi station and pick up power converters, and I'm like, that guy saved the galaxy.
That did make me think about when what was it? Smash came out, and everyone's like, do you have a GameCube converter thing for the...
Oh, fucking hate that.
I was like, no, we don't.
Goes to show you that everybody's a whiny bitch when they're 19.
That's
oh,
true.
My God.
Yeah.
Wait, was he 19, really? That's that's all
the character? I'm rounding.
Yeah.
Speaking
that
of right. Disney, does anyone understand the plot of Frozen 2 at all? Because it...
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Trailers,
don't
and
understand.
I don't
yes.
get it.
No, okay. No, but I'm making this up. So.
Okay,
go on.
No, okay, go on.
No, I need to hear your
Frozen
theories.
2, it's
okay,
autumn. The season has changed. No, so everything I can gather, it looks really stupid.
It looks really confusing.
And it's like who is it about the family? Like, are we going
let me,
back
let,
to find
let
mom
me,
and dad?
Let me
like,
let me point something out though. Let me point something out.
Go
There's
on.
Also a Cinderella 2. There's also a Little Mermaid
no, I did.
3. There's three of those.
Wait. Which one was the third one? I remember the one with his daughter.
That's the third one.
That's
the third one?
The third one is the daughter one. The second one is Fuck, what is the second one?
I have watched the both of the Cinderella's. With
the third
exception,
one, her daughter goes to like college.
Or college? I thought it was her daughter.
No, she goes
becoming a mermaid.
Yeah, she becomes a mermaid.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was the third one. Then what the fuck is the second one?
I don't know.
Okay,
it's like Aladdin, where there's three movies and no one really knew that there were the other two.
With the exception of the Aladdin franchise.
Uh huh.
None of the spin-offs have ever been a success.
I mean, because...
Well, Aladdin got a TV show out of those movies.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Which did The Little Mermaid as well.
Did it?
No.
Yes. It had a TV show.
Peter Pan had a TV show.
No, The Little Mermaid had a TV show.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did.
I don't
It was like prior to her meeting Prince Eric.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, so like it was like her little adventures.
Like, that
I think that's
I do because there was a girl, there was a mermaid that was of color and also signed.
Oh, cool.
So that's why
I remember
that.
But yeah, like there's also a Lion King 2. Like this is
Lion King
2. I remember,
King
I remember
weird.
Lion King 2. No, but then
Lion
my point,
King 1.5
my
is
point
weird.
Is that every time they do this with the sequel spin-offs,
it never does well.
It's always like what?
Oh, it's what Little Mermaid 2: Return to the Sea.
I don't remember that one. I remember the third one though.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of the other sequels as well. It's
yeah, but they're all weird.
So that was okay. So the second one is the one where she becomes her daughter becomes a mermaid.
They're all weird.
What's
the point
one?
Is they're all weird.
I'm still telling you, it's the one where the daughter goes to college, man.
Mermaid college.
I'm banking on mermaid like, college. Human college.
The best Disney films are always the ones where they're like, "Yep, that's the story, and we're moving on." Because I mean, I think
that's been all of them up until they were like. Like, oh, we need a spinoff.
Because they don't spin off everything.
Well, no, it's direct to like VHS and DVD and shit where they're just
but
like.
But they don't spin off everything.
That, yeah, because so I remember there was Cinderella 2, which was when.
There's Mulan 2!
Anastasia became.
Mulan 2
like, fell
garbage.
In love.
They're all yeah, garbage. That's the point. It has two in the title. It's garbage. No one cares what the plot is. This is just a way to sell more merch.
Like, Mulan 2, it's like. The plot is so strange, and
I mean,
they have like the princesses and.
Oh, speaking of which,
I don't
have
know.
You seen the new
know.
Trailer for
one,
for
the
live
the
action Mulan?
One.
What
yes,
the fuck?
I have I seen know, the live action or the one of the trailers for it.
Have you
which
seen
one?
The trailer recently?
No.
For
okay,
what?
For the live action Mulan.
No, I haven't. I didn't
no.
know. That. Was there a trailer?
Not the recent one, but I did see like one a while back.
I haven't watched.
Okay, I'll put it on.
I just know that they changed the storyline.
Yeah, they did. And okay, I'll put it on when we're done recording. But it actually looks very promising.
Oh, so they
did they bring back the Huns, which is a big part of the fucking story.
They're not hunting a witch this time.
I cannot confirm or deny that. I can confirm.
Shit's going on.
I cannot confirm or deny any who the villain is.
Is there a dragon?
Their baby dragon.
There does not
Where's
appear
Mushu?
To be a dragon.
Where's Mushu?
I still just want Eddie Murphy to be in a dragon costume.
I don't disagree with that.
Not even CGI.
No, like doing the Lunar New Year dragon,
no.
like just in the middle
the
of the square.
Not even that. Like a dragon onesie. Like really garbage. Like he's just
oh
there.
So
like,
he looks like
basically wearing a hoodie that's like a dragon costume.
And it's like all nice and fuzzy. And
yeah.
Stuff. It's
Piff,
so cute.
Piff the dragon out of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, basically
that. I'm totally on board.
We'll show you Piff the Dragon.
Piff the Dragon.
He's a comedian.
All right, guys,
we're
done with the podcast because we got to go have a YouTube party.
Piff the Dragon is saw him live. He did a live show. He has a pug that's in a dragon costume.
Is he
him.
The magician?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's fucking hilarious.
He was on Fool Us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's hilarious. Now I'm like trying to think of like a Disney film that they didn't make a sequel to.
Princess and the Frog.
Disney.
Okay.
Black Cauldron.
I mean,
Black Cauldron is the sequel.
Not like the ones like...
Yeah,
the more
we do.
Recent ones,
no,
but I'm like
exist.
Saying the older films because I mean Tangled doesn't have one. Princess
Tangled,
and the Frog
doesn't Tangled
have
doesn't
it.
Have one.
Does
Braveheart have one?
No, Brave doesn't.
Braveheart? Sorry, Brave.
Just Brave? You mean?
Brave.
I mean,
that's the other studio.
That's the other. Well, the other studio. She's from the other studio. We can't understand her either.
Which ironically is from a sequel.
Yeah. Which I think that sequel is better than the first
like
one.
I think that is yeah, I think
I,
that is
I
the,
like I like the Wreck-It Ralph sequel better.
That is
Sleeping
the
Beauty,
Terminator.
I don't think had one.
Oh, that's Terminator 2.
That,
yeah.
That's the Terminator of the Disney princesses
yeah.
is Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty and Snow White didn't have a second film, right?
Snow White does not have a second
Snow
film.
Snow White does not.
Pinocchio does not.
Sleeping
I think
Beauty
Sleeping
doesn't.
Sleeping Beauty.
I think Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty
wow.
might.
I
okay,
think it
I'm going to Google that. I'm going to Google.
All right, while you Google that, we will talk about...
What's on Disney Plus?
They all
Dumbo!
Are.
Ha!
Here are some details.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Sheila.
Thank you, British lady.
Australian.
In the vein of Disney news, they have announced 5 new Marvel Studio release dates.
Fuck's sake.
In addition to delaying the new Kingsman film.
The Kingsman?
Yeah, well, it takes place. Looks good. That actually looks really good. I wanted to see it. They have pushed it back to November 13th of 2020 instead of seeing it in January.
See, I like that we're doing a prequel for those because I do want another sequel with Taron Egerton, but
I do too.
I'll take a prequel because I'd like to know the backstory of the Kingsman and everything.
So, no Sleeping Beauty doesn't,
it was Shakespeare.
Maleficent.
Maleficent and Maleficent 2, but that doesn't really count, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
What?
You were about to go off on something.
Yeah, the history of the Kingsman. It goes back to Shakespeare.
Red? Red? Not those Kingsmen.
Not those Kingsmen.
No, it is those Kingsmen. That's why they're called the Kingsmen.
I know.
I'm not the crazy one here.
I didn't try and plug my socks in.
Oh, my God. The Marvel movie release dates. Now, get this. Here's the funny thing about this. We don't know what Marvel films they are.
No, because it's like the only one we know is like Black Widow and... Like, everything else is kind of speculation.
Doctor Strange, we kind of know what's coming.
No, but he's
getting
a TV show, right?
No. It's Snowman and the Winter Soldier.
Snowman and Hot Guy.
No, that's Frozen 2.
That's Frozen 2.
Oh, my God.
They're the one that's getting the TV show. So is Vision and Scarlet Witch.
I thought Multiverse... I thought Doctor Strange. No, is his
Doctor
a movie?
Doctor Strange is a movie.
Okay, see, that's where...
I thought Scarlet Witch was in the Suicide Squad.
Margot Robbie has promised us that this is going to be a comedy for the ages, is what she said.
What, Suicide Squad? Yeah.
She's already like, you guys are going to laugh your asses off at this film.
Oh, my God.
Suicide Squid. Avengers.
Suicide Squids from Space.
Have a Squid Squad Avengers.
Featuring the Muppets.
Oh, my God. I would pay
you know what?
That.
And Dante from Devil May Cry.
Muppet Treasure Island is on Disney Plus as well.
All the Muppet movies
are. To be fair, Dante did show up in it was a Shin Megami Tensei game.
Yeah,
he made
an
appearance, but I can't remember what it was.
Bad.
This is an ample opportunity with Disney Plus mainstreaming so hard right now, and everybody jumping on the bandwagon, including you two fools.
I'm a fan.
This is the perfect opportunity for the hipsters to really take hold and just get into obscure bullshit because they're too cheap to pay for the streaming network.
They're just going to steal someone else's login.
What a lot of people...
No, man, just get into weird, obscure shit and really pull down that thingamajig look.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Return to Oz is on there.
Yeah. God, that's a horrible...
That movie is horrifying.
Movie. How dare you? That movie's great.
Oh, no, horrible. I love it. It's got the chick from The Craft.
Yeah. Is she the headless queen? Is that who she is?
No, she's the little girl.
Is she really?
She's Alice.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
So the dates.
I didn't think about it.
She's from American History X. You just think about that when you're watching little Dorothy be all cute.
Mm-hmm.
You just imagine her with her
Nazi stomping fucking crazy person. Yeah, she's great in that. I love her in American History X. That's hilarious.
So
that's a great movie.
October 7th of 2022.
Oh, no.
February 17th of 2023.
Are we getting another Marvel movie?
May
5th. Oh, this is the release schedule. Okay.
2023.
Jesus.
July 28th, 2023.
Are you just giving us your passwords?
And November 3rd, 2023.
Social Security.
So all
number,
of
actually.
These dates
are now.
Why are
they
now...
releasing something on Election Day?
That's a very good question.
I feel like that's
a conspiracy. It's their Trump card, am I right?
I
feel like there's a tinfoil hat conspiracy
it's
going
coming
on
in
now.
Your
oh,
future.
You mean like the Sonic movie and how they had that nice design the whole time and how...
You think they did?
Yeah, they generated hype. No, actually, I know it's not true because there was a Halloween mask that was not supposed to get released that did. That is the original design for Sonic, and it's the really scary looking beady eyed thing.
Ooh.
And like
now
that's the Halloween mask, and that's what they were actually banking on to be good.
I wanna make something very clear.
Go on.
Go ahead.
I'm still not gonna see it.
I'm going to.
Not going
probably
to.
Not now.
Oh, hey, what is wrong with all of you? It looks
Jim
so good.
Carrey.
He's Jim Carrey at his Jim Carreyest. And I love
it. Yes, but that means something different to you than me.
That's true.
If someone paid for my ticket for me, I will go.
No,
right, you're going with me.
Are you paying for my
absolutely.
Ticket?
Absolutely. I'm taking you to see the fucking Sonic
so
movie.
So is Evangelion coming out in 2020.
You're Jesus. In.
Yeah. Oh, you mean a story that they finished that didn't make any sense that
they
had to
release?
Yeah, but
then they're really redoing it again. It says 2020.
No, that's Rupert. Not real. It is. There's no way.
No, that's a fan.
Is
that's
it?
A fan
there's
art.
There's no way. They're
hold on.
No.
Let me look.
No.
That's a fan art.
No, see, I'm joking. I don't actually know. Is it fucking real?
I think it's fan art.
Let me look.
Because I saw that and I was like, no, that can't be real.
I don't know what we're talking about.
No.
Although the new
not
Ultraman
again.
That's on
not
Netflix,
again.
I have been sucked into, which is very
no,
interesting.
No, it's on Netflix. It's real.
Fuck sake.
It says, guess
Ultraman
when it's
on...
coming out June 2020. It is real. Suck my
bullshit.
Dick. Yeah, it says
more Evangelion.
Yeah, it is.
Yay. Yay.
It says that it is the fourth and final film in the rebuild of Evangelion tetralogy.
Oh, so we're just building on the lore that they like.
It
they're
like
trying
the
to fix it,
but has ology at the end.
Sure,
tetralogy
based on the anime series. Yes.
Fuck's sake.
So
she's
looks
looking
like
at me to confirm what she's saying. I have no idea what she's
English
talking about.
English is a hard language.
Yes, but I have no idea what you're talking about, so I can't help.
Is it entomology or etymology? I don't know.
It bugs me. Into a way I can't put into words.
Tetralogy?
Look at you, you clever monkey.
No, it's his meme.
So,
yeah, I was going to say, I've shared that before.
You shared it like twice this week. And I,
so tell me that
funny.
I'm wrong.
I giggled.
I stand
both
corrected.
Times.
Yeah.
You are correct.
There's also trailers and stuff of it, too.
Whatever.
You sold my Boo card.
I did sell your Boo
card. I'm taking you to see fucking the Sonic movie. We're going to go watch it.
Are we actually?
Yeah, we're going to go watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really,
for the
really.
Memes, Tao.
For the
mind,
for
the
meme,
the polar bear stands right into the theorem for the memes.
Exactly,
for, like that's what you would say. And
I'm wearing my Ugandan knuckle.
Actually,
okay, so
I know the way.
You will.
Oh my god!
You would be saying for the memes. I would be trailing after you, going because you told me to.
Back to the crypt.
Back to the crypt.
Back to the crypt. This may come as a surprise to you, but Crispin Glover did Friday the 13th. For the paycheck.
Why
he
did
said,
the 13th?
I needed a job.
Wait, but did they actually figure out who owns the rights to it?
No.
They
haven't.
It's probably Crispin Glover and he just doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's
in his
couch.
It's
like he's like, I feel like
shuffling through
like
a box,
like oh shit, I owned it.
Yeah, he's got like a certificate under his mattress and he's like, oh fuck, it's Friday the 13th.
What I found
I'm
was,
sure Alan Moore says wait, something. Does, he just grumbles every time he's paying his royalty, cashing his royalty checks.
We can let Figgis out. Figgis don't kill anything.
See, it's funny that he says that. Did anybody ask?
It was brought up in his latest interview because he's in another horror film.
Because that's what most people do when they're acting.
When they're actors.
When they're directing, they do things for a paycheck.
Yeah, which I found was a very odd question to be tossed at Crispin Glover.
Why'd you do Friday
the
13th?
Because
I like money.
Because
like,
I like money. I need
what do you
to
mean?
Work.
Like,
and
why
I
didn't
just,
you do Back to the Future? Because he liked money.
Because I like
money. And then they replaced him. And
well, because he got mouthy.
So wait, how is he going to do?
He opted for more money.
Friday the 13th.
No, he already did Friday.
He'd already done Friday the 13th
directed
before.
Four.
Part four is correct.
Is it part four?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that Jason Takes Manhattan?
Did
he direct my favorite one?
No, I don't think it's Manhattan.
Which one's part four?
So I just imagine him going shopping. He has like bags while he's holding a machete.
Yeah.
Now that everything in Back to the Future is in the past.
God damn it.
That's fucking funny.
Red, why do you gotta fuck with us like that?
That would be the final chapter.
Because I don't plug in my socks. No. But now
how do you keep your toes warm?
Oh my god. I'm gonna hurt you when there's no witnesses.
Where's Figgis?
And we've seen him do.
Oh, he didn't direct it. He's in Friday
the
13th.
We've seen him do so many things. I actually feel like Back to the Future cheated him. And they should have just paid him.
Here's the thing about it. Like, because he was famous at the time. Like,
he
people
was.
Knew who Crispin Glover was. So it's like, he asked for what he probably deserved. And
yeah, and so they fired him.
Yeah, because they probably didn't have that big of a budget. So, but who knows? Who knows? Because back then it was probably like,
I don't know.
Well, maybe we can afford him.
But
the studio
maybe.
Probably said no.
Yeah, and at the time I was all like, well, he wasn't really that necessary. Now I'm like, no, I feel like the movies would have been so much better
if he would have stuck around.
If he had been in there.
Yeah, because like you don't see the dad nearly as much
after that because
they replaced him. And you're
you've seen what he can do.
They even killed him off in the third one.
And I just, yeah.
The second one. They kill him off in the second one.
Right. Well, and you don't see him in the third one at all. No. I mean, you see every other member
of the family except for the dad. Except for him. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Everybody is in
you
there.
You see him like for half a second. He's like, hey, Marty. And then like nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yeah, well, it's actually just a body double that they put in the background.
So Crispin Glover actually won the award for MVP of horror this year, given his role in the new horror film that just came out. And
Crispin Glover's in a new horror film?
I'm sorry, which one? Are you talking about the one I want to rant and rave about how great he is?
Which one?
Well, which one are you talking about?
I'm trying. Crispin Glover. I'm trying to... I had it, and then I lost it. Uh-oh.
No!
I got him.
Lucky day.
Well, he was in American Gods.
He was in American... He's the world god. Yeah. But his new horror film is Lucky Day.
Lucky Day. Oh, okay. That's a horror film?
That's not the one I was thinking of. Because he's in the Netflix special with We Have Always Lived in the Castle, which is a pretty unnerving story by itself. But he gives a mind-blowing performance.
Even watching... I mean, we already know that I cannot stand American Gods. I mean, it's thick, ugly.
I don't think anybody knows that. I think they just know that I can't stand it.
I don't know where it's going. Like, it makes no sense. But when I see Crispin Glover on there doing his performance as the world god, I'm compelled. I want to know.
Yeah.
He does a commanding performance.
I like him in everything he's been in.
Yeah.
So,
he's a little bit of a nutter,
weird. He wrote
he's
a book,
no Gary Busey.
He's Gary Busey.
Because Gary Busey is not tolerable at a certain point.
Yeah, about,
like Busey,
about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's like you have to. It's in waves. Busey, I'm like, oh, I can watch him in like something, and then no.
Well, it depends on like what year it is. If it's like this year, like if I met him on the street, I'm like, yeah, there's Gary Busey. I'm done. Like I'm over it.
I would love to meet Gary Busey. That man's a fucking crazy person.
Exactly.
Oh, what a fantastic human being.
No.
But now Crispin Glover, he's just the right amount of crazy.
Well, he's like what the kind of crazy that Johnny Depp wishes he was.
Goth aesthetic kind of.
Yeah, like he's eccentric, and he sometimes like remember that whole Christian Bale scandal where he was like so involved in his work that he flipped out on a.
That's one of my favorite YouTube videos. Yeah, freaking out on the lighting guy.
And finally,
how was it?
Finally, everyone wrote that off as he's a creative, he got eccentric, he got caught up in the moment, and also nobody's perfect, so this was not his best moment.
Well, he apologized to he's apparently friends with the lighting guy
rightly
now.
So,
like apparently they're good friends now.
While I understand, shit happens, he was clearly in the wrong, and he definitely needed to apologize.
Well, he owned up for it.
But I feel like... Glover is in the same kind of respect of like he's really involved in his craft and he gets really into it to a point where sometimes he doesn't know when to turn it off or people realize he hasn't yet turned it off.
Yeah.
And they kind of don't know where. And that's what Johnny Depp wishes he was.
Yeah, because I think Heath Ledger had that problem too where Ledger didn't know when to turn it off.
Heath Ledger was never as talented. But
right,
that's,
well,
I mean, I've never been a fan of Heath Ledger even before he died.
Yeah.
And but anyway, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got those character actors that are like that. Jim Carrey is another one. After he did Man in the Moon, he went over the frickin' deep end.
I can't wait to see him in the Sonic movie. He screams at a man, and it's probably one of the funniest moments I've seen in a long time. Where he's
you
like,
need
I
to watch
you...
an HBO show where he's just fucking.
I've heard it's good, and I want to start watching it. Ugh. But like he's. The guy's like, thought you'd like an iced mocha with goat milk. And he's like, yes, I would. I love the way you make them. And he just screams at the guy. And it looks goddamn hysterical. And I'm
all right, just you
are
telling
see
it.
Sonic
I'm just
laughing.
You and Tower.
Because you told me to.
Yeah. Ant-Man 3, right, Peyton Reed returns to direct. What I love to know about this is when are we going to see Ant-Man 3? Because out of all of the Marvel films that have been released, there's two that are like huge on my list that I want know more of. I want more.
More Ant-Man?
Yeah, more Ant-Man, more Guardians.
Yeah.
I think I know what Smurf would have done with the Thanos gauntlet.
What?
Snapped more Ant-Man into existence?
Yeah, he would have snapped more Marvel franchise.
No.
Honestly,
I would have made Swamp Thing good.
Honey, I know it's a magic glove, but there's limitations.
It's not a miracle glove.
It's not a miracle
glove. There's limitations even to Infinity Stones.
Oh, good point.
Yes, little Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's great.
Baby Yoda means
games,
but like
on phone, you have it's adorable.
But I want more Ant-Man.
Yeah, I like Ant-Man. I love Guardians. I'd like to see someone
first Guardians
do
better
Captain
than the
Marvel
second,
better.
I'm worried about Guardians sailed. Because Chris Pratt has gotten weird.
Yeah,
and it's
like in real life or in
well in real
as
life
a character
in real life, and it's carrying over into his professional life.
I mean, yeah, because I feel like recent performances haven't been fantastic.
Well, and he's like what's his face in Back to the Future now. He keeps like they're showing less and less of him, and I think it's because he's gotten weird.
I don't like that. I thought, you know, most of the Guardians movies are kind of about him, and like, I don't know, Guardians 2 is weird.
Well, I don't like how they're pulling back, but I think they're kind of left with no choice because because of the behavior of the human, and it has nothing to do with him failing to pull the gauntlet off Thanos, bitches.
Yeah, people are gonna.
Well, he's definitely come out with some very specific.
Because outside of Guardians, his
pointed political.
Yeah, well, his.
His wife is...
No, his Jurassic Park movies were also not so great.
No.
Yeah, the so most it's recent not just, one, he was really phoning that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is he's phoning in everything. He's just not
it's
involved.
Weird. It's like he's not 100%. It's like something happened.
It's like he left the best woman anyone could have hoped
to
marry.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And now he married Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's also weird.
Which that is really weird, because, I mean, when I heard about their... Like, how he met his first wife, it's
Anna
really
Faris.
Sweet. Yeah, like...
They were sweet.
It was so wholesome.
So sweet.
Yeah.
And
they have a bug collection.
Like, wait, does that
collection.
Mean Anna Faris
is
single?
Yeah, it was so cute.
Yes, Anna Faris is single.
Yes, that
perfect.
Is what that
means. So you're saying there's a chance.
And I love her show,
got
Mom.
Got Chris Evans to get around first, though.
Oh, well.
What?
Kind of fight. Wait, is
Chris
this,
Evans?
Is this like Scott Pilgrim where I have to fight all the Chrises in Hollywood?
Yes.
Chris Evans.
Seven deadly Chrises. Yes,
so
ooh, that'd exactly. be a great story.
So Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pine, you know, Chris Pratt. I have to fight all the famous Chrises.
No, Chris Pratt forfeited. Like, he's
the first one.
Like, the first
it's
one
like
was
Gideon.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, wait, he's like Gideon?
He's Gideon. He's the last one.
But maybe there is like some sort of stress when it comes to that, because I mean, like when he was playing Andy Dwyer, like he was goofy about
when you get to like doing these super popular mainstream movies, I'm sure it has
you
some,
start to believe your own shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say you smell your own farts. You you know, you move to San Francisco, you get sad.
You get sad.
He's made some
are you
choices.
Kidding? That's the gayest part of the world.
he's made some poor decisions. I honestly think.
But I don't know. I'd like to see him do better.
Like Saturday Night Live decisions without the Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Oof. So like Mad TV.
Oh no. Nah, we're talking all that.
Oh.
No, but
I like good
all
times.
Right.
Anyway, moving on. Warner Brothers.
Are we still going? I wanted a YouTube party.
Okay, well, YouTube party in a second. Warner Brothers is fucked up because, and we actually just touched on this a moment ago.
Since
with
the 80s.
They actually greenlit a sequel to Doctor Sleep before they actually released it, and it is bombing.
My thing is, it looks like a decent movie. But I don't think...
Don't lie to yourself.
Like, The Shining
people,
looked like a decent
I don't
movie?
Think a lot of people knew what it was. Because, like, you can sit there and be like, it's the sequel to The Shining. But I've read the book. But that doesn't mean every mainstream audience has, and you shouldn't, you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Actually, right? Our Meat and Potatoes review came in, and it is... It's a good film.
It seems like it's great.
But I don't think anyone's giving this a chance because Stephen King... is involved, or that nobody really knows what it is, and it's just kind of fallen into the cracks when it doesn't really need to.
So like Frozen 2.
And it came out
that's Frozen
2.
Oh, Frozen 2 is way better explained.
We're at a weird time where it's like, you know, we're at that in-between where we don't have like the summer blockbusters.
Yeah.
We're not quite at the Christmas rush where we're getting all the big, you know.
We got the bumpers.
Yeah, exactly. It fell in the worst time. Like if it would have come out around Halloween... Great, but they were pushing a different Stephen King movie at that point, so they couldn't really drop two of those.
Well, and it bombed.
It turns out...
Did it really?
Yeah,
did it
Chapter 2 bombed.
Man, I really liked
it
that movie.
It missed the mark completely,
man,
is what they're saying on that.
I liked that movie, too, and I think it's again where people saw the first one, oh, that's fantastic, and then, like, do we need to watch the second one? Like, does it matter? Like, we got a good ending to the first one. The kids won. Like,
well, yeah, and you would think that people would care, but they just didn't.
It's the same thing with like The Shining. It's like The Shining. Well, to be on its fair, own is like it. They ended the story. The story's done.
That's the risk you take by breaking up a story into multiple chapters. Yes. Like it's this minute you say we're gonna remake it. And we're going to do it right, and we're going to do it like this, and make it into two movies. The minute they said, we're going to make it into two movies, everybody should have known that's a big risk.
Yeah, because like I like the sequel, but I know not everybody reviewed it quite as well. Like, it did not do as well for some people, and I get that. I get it.
No, and I don't know. Maybe Stephen King
not
should.
Not everything can be the Terminator.
Even Terminator was
I went and saw the new one. God damn, is it bad.
It starts out so promising, though.
But
and then it just goes really fucking weird.
They kill off a character off screen that I didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it because somebody listening is going to be like, well, you spoiled. Yeah. It's a pretty major spoiler of who they kill off. It's somebody you haven't seen in
but
the
if,
trailers.
But if I know it, then I don't have to go see the movie. Yeah, spoil! Spoil! Yeah.
Actually, honestly, that one, I might save you the time.
It might. I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. Cameron being back and taking control of the property is great. The action is great.
And they're kind of his characters to do,
with
what
as
he
plays.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what he does makes sense, but it's everything after that just completely
it jumped the shark immediately. Oh, and I was like, what's happening? Like,
I think they jumped the shark in the last Terminator attempt.
They jumped a semi. It wasn't a shark.
I'm going to hurt you. Oh, my God.
And on that bombshell. But fucking, it's so bad. And I had such high hopes.
I did, too.
But they go off the rails so quickly, and they're like, we're going to make this another franchise. We're going to make more of these. And I'm like, no.
This is why this right here is the perfect example of why I say after if 5 years have passed between the last sequel and you don't have all the original people involved, let it go.
Well, and
after Bill Paxton died, I just didn't want to watch another Terminator movie.
Just let it go.
Even though he's only in
The original Terminator and then the sequel, they came out relatively close, within 5 years of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was fine. Everything was great. And everything since then was 10 years after the sequel.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because the majority of the film is propaganda because it's all about getting over the wall. Once we get over the wall, they get all sorts of shit. They get helicopters. They get, you know, they get jet escorts. They get
it's
a refueling
so
plane.
It's
I
such
mean,
a
it
weird
is,
movie.
It is so strange. Yeah. But up until the point where they make it over the border,
yeah.
I mean, it's just this very in-depth
show. So you're saying
that
the new Terminator movie is Trump propaganda?
Yes, anti-Trump.
About jumping borders?
Yes.
It
sounds like it's pro-Trump with the whole like, oh, people are coming across our borders, we gotta build a wall.
The message is not clear. It wasn't clear to me, and I was like, why are we doing this weird like crossing the border thing? Like, that's what like a major plot point is. What happened here?
It took half of the movie just get over the border.
It's a very strange message that I was like, what?
Yeah.
Isn't there a zombie movie like that?
Yes. I don't know.
I like the way she's just drinking her drink like she's a mass-minded criminal.
You mean The Walking Dead?
No, an actual movie.
Oh. Yeah.
It takes place in Scotland.
28 Weeks Later?
No.
I have no idea.
All right.
And on that bombshell, YouTube party!
In the main vein of video...
God damn it.
I know. Big Trouble in Little China Collector's Edition is coming out.
China.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, look at that fat bear.
That's awesome.
I love him.
There are some huge freaking tchotchkes with this thing. There are different levels for the collector's edition, but it's still like...
He's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan.
I want the tin. I want all the extra behind the scenes stuff.
Did they say how much it's going to be?
It depends on which one you get.
Okay.
Because there's like five different ones.
I like the one that comes with the vinyl here.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
I'm like, oh, need to have that.
Do you?
Yes. I do need to have it. Because Big Trouble in Little China by far is one of the most underrated films Of the 80s.
Is it really underrated anymore? Because yes. I feel like it's
not anymore.
It's not on
maybe
Disney Plus, man.
It's not on Disney Plus.
Bastards.
Soon. Disney will own the world soon.
In convention news, Walker Stalker is dead.
Yeah.
So officially
100%
shut down. Not coming back. Huh?
Not coming back.
If it does, that'll be the ultimate irony.
Yeah, right?
They
bring back the Walking Dead convention from the grave.
It's risen from the dead.
Yeah. Hey.
They have not paid anybody.
Yeah, so they haven't paid anybody. There was an incident with a security guard that happened where... I think he assaulted somebody and it wasn't like justified.
Nope.
It was bad. Like he beat the shit out of some dude, it sounded like, but
it was
I tell you, man, no roundhouse kicks near the booths.
One time.
Just once. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Yeah.
You know what? This doesn't surprise me. There are cons canceling. There were a couple over the last few weeks that pulled the plug because of lack of sales. The bubble has popped.
Well, Norman Reedus said like he does less conventions because of stuff like this where it's like they don't get paid, you know, and then, you know, they have these shitty hours where it's like, you know, they're signing for so long and then blah blah, and I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, you in a way you kind of feel sad for them because they're stuck there.
I feel like the convention was a good thing in the 70s. And now it needs to go away.
No. I just like drinking with other people.
Right, but you like you don't have...
Of like-minded people.
There are, there are things besides conventions you can do that with.
No, but like it's a good gathering space for that. Like,
well, I'm not saying the gathering of like-minded people to get drunk in costume is going to go away.
Yeah, but then it'll be only on Halloween and that's boring.
Okay, first of all, you come hang out at me. That's like Tuesday.
Listen, I know that, but not everybody's like you, Red.
True story.
People are.
Nah, it's not socially acceptable.
Oh, I mean, whenever I drink, it's whenever the fuck I want.
No, not the drinking.
Oh,
drinking.
But
with
no, I think the control.
I started drinking at 7 a.m. yesterday because I have lost control of my life.
Oh, I don't like to leave the house.
Well, it's weird because it's the end of your working day.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm like, no, the end of my day is now. Like, I start drinking.
Yeah, that's.
But
see,
I
that
also,
just fucks
but
up.
I think the convention is on its way out.
I don't know.
I think we may see a retooling of the convention.
Yeah, probably less celebrity focused and hopefully more
creative.
I hope so. I hope that's the way it goes.
I think that's just called an art gallery.
I mean,
oh no! Like,
it's Artist Alley.
No, because like when you go to an art gallery at an opening at an event, that like you go and you look at art and you buy collectible shit and you get drunk with like-minded people.
Yeah,
that's
like
what you
like
just described.
Like a convention.
Like
the difference is the wine is complimentary.
Ooh. We got to change that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You realize the way we drink, we could bankrupt a small country.
You do realize that they cut you off, right?
Yeah.
Probably. To be safe.
Been cut off before. Abraxas cut us off.
Really?
They cut me off.
The other, when you did the event?
No, the last time. Not the event, not the Halloween one. They cut me off. The last time, the time before that.
It was Marcus and I only.
And I got pretty fucking trashed. But they kept giving me free drinks. And I was like,
okay,
say no.
Well,
can't say no.
Which is why I slowed down on the last one, where I was like, maybe I shouldn't get shit-faced.
Again. There you go. And on that bombshell.
YouTube party!
Come get shit-faced with me at conventions.
Because that's the only way to do it.
That's true.
YouTube party!